With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. It's been 3 years since a prominent neo-Nazi website called for a so-called troll storm of internet harassment of Jewish people in Whitefish. Through that chaos and threats of violence, community organizers, city officials, and residents learned how to systematically push back against white supremacy. Aaron Bolton reports that success has become a model for others.
The Jewish community from Whitefish and throughout the Flathead Valley is gathering for the first night of Hanukkah under watch of armed security. That's a change prompted by the 2016 cyber attack called for by Andrew Anglin, publisher of the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer. Hilary Shaw is leading the congregation through songs, but she pauses to celebrate another year free of a large-scale attack.
And it's important for us to take a moment and hold tight to each other, honor one another's recovery, honor one another's healing.
Back in 2016, Anglin published the personal information of some in this congregation over a perceived slight against a family member of prominent white supremacist Richard Spencer. Victims of Anglin's attack received phone calls and social media messages containing death threats and violent anti-Semitic slurs. One voicemail included the sound of a gunshot. Anglin was ordered by a federal judge earlier this year to pay $14 million in damages to one of the Jewish victims. Shaw says the high-profile defeat may serve as a warning to other white nationalists hoping to target the Flathead Valley, which hate groups have long tried to brand as an Aryan homeland, according to state and national human rights groups.
I don't think it will impact how people feel, but I think it will make people think twice before they are so emboldened and entitled in their white supremacist speech and activities.
But even if it doesn't prevent another large attack, many in the community say they are prepared. Flathead Valley-based nonprofit Love Lives Here formed a communication network with the Whitefish Visitors Bureau, the city, businesses, and community members during the troll storm. Sherilyn DeVries with Love Lives Here says it provided a way for accurate information to get out to the public.
What white supremacists try to do is stir up chaos, and so by everybody running around not knowing what to do, then they're actually in charge.
When Anglin threatened an armed neo-Nazi march through Whitefish in early 2017, Love Lives Here, the city, and police pushed community members planning to block the marchers to instead put on a community party supporting the Jewish community away from the march. But the march never actually happened. Whitefish Visitors Bureau and city spokesperson Lisa Jones says the party gave community members a safe place to be heard.
And there was a good energy about it instead of being on the street where there could potentially be conflict.
Jones says it also allowed the city to protect its reputation by providing good press about the community's response, which is good for an area so dependent on tourism. 3 years later, this partnership continues to come in handy, and it's a model locals are trying to spread. Love Lives Here is asking the city of Kalispell to form a similar partnership following racist graffiti at a local park. DeVries spoke at a recent city council meeting.
When it comes to white supremacy, we seem to have a revolving door in the Flathead Valley. Leaders keep coming in and thinking they can get a following, and we've been pretty good.
Only a couple of council members expressed support, but non-elected city officials say they are interested in working with Love Lives Here. The nonprofit's efforts also caught the attention of community organizers in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who adopted Love Lives Here's name this fall after white supremacist flyers were found at local businesses. Western State Center helps communities organize against white supremacy groups nationally. It's been receiving more calls from communities asking for help dealing with white supremacy in recent years. Lindsay Schubiner with the center says it points to Love Lives Here as an example of tried and true tactics.
When communities come together and speak out really powerfully and clearly and in a united voice, that really closes the political space for white nationalists and alt-right groups to operate.
Schubiner says an organized response also lets targeted community members know they are supported. back at the Hanukkah celebration in the Flathead Valley, Hilary Shaw says the support in 2016 helped the local Jewish congregation move forward.
We will be the congregation that survived this event, that was strengthened by it, that was harmed by it, and it's part of who we are now.
A sign of that strength, she says, is the ever-growing number of Jewish households that joined the congregation, both during and after the 2016 attack. I'm Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.